Welcome to Podcast Lifestyle. My name is Eddie Purcell. This is a conversation with Eddie Purcell, episode 2. Today I'm back with another episode. We'll be, you know, talking about how women does things, you know, women who are too opinionated in relationships, and then they later realize that they can't, their relationships are not working, asking themselves what's wrong. So this is episode 2. Please share with your friends. My name is Eddie Purcell. Our own Facebook is Eddie Masehla. Please share with your friends and so that they can, you know, join the conversation, share their views about what I'm gonna say here. So today I wanna talk about women who are too opinionated in relationships. For an example, before I can say something about that, you know, let's talk about the women in general. You know, at first and first, women, they're supposed to be submissive, you understand? They're supposed to, you know, live the life our mothers used to live back then. You know, I believe that back then relationships our parents had, you know, was different. There was no such thing as don't last, understand? So it's because of women who think they can also, you know, have a say, you know, not listen. You know, I think in a relationship, women, you know, needs to know their place, you know, let the men be in charge. Because if one gets to be in charge, then how is it gonna work? How is it gonna be? That's the thing, understand? So what I've been seeing, you know, I've been watching lots of TikTok videos, man. Women over 30s, they're on TikTok making videos about their relationships not working out, you know, giving advices and stuff like that, you know. I've seen more than 5 videos where ladies, you know, talk about relationships. Some that are 38, some that are 40 years, you know. Single mothers, you understand? Because relationships, they are not working out, you understand? So I've asking myself that what could be the problem? I've been asking myself, you know, what could be the problem? But I've realized that on those videos where I'm watching, those ladies, they're too opinionated. Like they know too much. They've got opinions, you know, they got noise. And I think men don't like that. Men needs to be listened, you know. I know that we have to give them, you know, they have to have a say, but then men needs to lead. But if a woman also needs to lead because of what they have, you know, the kind of job that they have, what the men don't have, you understand? I don't think that is gonna work out. Understand? So what, with that being said, women needs to, you know, those ladies on TikTok, I feel like during their, some, maybe I'm just assuming that because of the things that they say on TikTok, you know, I'm wondering, okay, let me put it like that. I'm wondering what was their, you know, thing in relationships back then in their 20s and stuff like that, né? You know, because maybe they were those kind of ladies that you know, they didn't listen just because they're too opinionated. They you know, relationships didn't, you know, relationships to them was 50-50, you know. Instead, men, you know, men needs to lead, né? But then if a lady comes in and say what, well, this is what is happening, and she doesn't listen, then, you know, that thing causes arguments, you understand? Because of it causes by a lot of things too, you know. Women who don't listen, because things have changed now. We're living in a different world now. This is not 1964. Yes, but then question is, why the relationship don't last, why they're still single at the age of 38, why they're single at the age of 35. While instead of them being getting married, they're having successful marriages, some get married, but then, you know, you'll hear, you know, you'll hear that there's divorce and stuff like that, and most of them also happens to celebrities, you know. I think material things ruins relationship. According to me, I think love, respect, knowing what you want in a relationship cannot ruin that. But our ladies these days, they're too opinionated, they have things to say, they don't listen, they do things their way. If a guy gets to do this, they be like, immediately when he does that, I leave. No, we're not gonna, you know, negotiate and stuff. That's the thing, you understand? Why would their relationship don't last? Some they demand money, some they want money and stuff like that. In a relationship, they expect a relationship to work, you understand? You know, they expect it to work with those demands, you know. And if we have a conversation with the ladies, yeah, some ladies, yes, they're not the same. But then, if you tell them that money is not an issue, it's not something that needs to be brought up in a relationship. A relationship needs to be, you know, all about love, respect, honesty, caring, being there for supporting your partner and stuff like that. You know, just because you have, you know, according to me, let me put it like that before, you know, I don't know about what I got there, about other guys, what they're gonna say, you know, but having money as a woman, and it doesn't matter, your guy can still have a lot of money, be rich and stuff, or just have money, né? And you still have a man, even if you have a man and he does have a man, but then a man needs to lead, né? Because if it doesn't happen like that, then I don't think there's any man who's gonna tolerate such things, you know, where women don't listen, where women gotta say this, make noise, and, you know, and that the relationship ends up being, you know, toxic, you know, end up being violent, because some people cannot control their temper and stuff like that, you understand? So such things that's some things that causes, you know, breakups, you know, that don't last. Men needs to lead always. This thing of women saying now we live in a different world, men we need to be given a chance, yes, but where it's necessary. But if you're that kind of woman who make noise, don't listen, thinking that I have money, that I have a what in a relationship, that don't work, you understand? So that's the advice that I'm kind of giving to ladies, if they're listening to this. Stop being too opinionated if you want a successful relationship. Yes, there are some of the things that you cannot tolerate in a relationship, but then all at the end of the day, a man needs to lead. If a man cannot lead, if you also want to lead, then what's the use of being in a relationship? What's the use of being in a relationship? So, yes, men will also be a provider and stuff like that. But then, and also as a woman, needs to, you know, do something. Things have changed. Yes, there are certain things that we can say, yes, things have changed. So there needs to be, you know, done this way. So you cannot, as a woman, you need to leave that mentality of a man must do this, a man must do this. As a woman, yes, he must provide that and they help you there and the, but you mustn't that be that lady who just sit around, don't do nothing, you know, expect men to give them money. You know, some men, the way they are so toxic and abusive, they're gonna use that thing against you. Understand? They know that you're not working. Understand? They do anything for you, and then when they gonna use it against you, he's gonna abuse you, hit you, you know. He's gonna do a lot of things. He knows that time sometimes you don't have money, but you know, you got kids with him, you're not doing anything, you're depending on him. Then what when if tomorrow he decides to say, you know what, we done, you know, I don't want this relationship anymore, I feel like you're not a perfect person for me, then what you're gonna start again? And he's not, then you have to push him. If he's not gonna support the kids, and then you need to push him to support the kids and stuff like that. So women also need to be independent. But when it's coming to a relationship where it is a man and a woman, you know, a man is to lead regardless of how much you have in your bank account. If a woman can listen and obey the rules, and she's not gonna, you know, survive. Then they will end up being single for the rest of their lives, or having relationships the way they're gonna get married, get divorced, or get break out, get dumped and stuff like that. Then that time life moves on. You can have money, you can have I don't know how much you earn at work, can have 50,000, can have 100,000 rents. But then if you don't listen and stuff like that, you know, you become a man instead of being a woman, then forget about a successful relationship. So that's what I've wanted to share. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share about women who are opinionated too much. They know too much. So that's why most of them, their relationship don't last. So also that's why most of relationships don't last, is because of people who are not being themselves. You know, we do have gold diggers, women who loves money. So when it's coming to that, I think you need to be honest. As a guy, if you know, you see that this lady cannot fit, like he's not, you're not meeting her standards, you know, because some ladies do like beautiful things, and then you'll end up, you know, being under pressure. So I feel like if you don't be yourself, you know, and not being someone else, then you're gonna have a problem. When you meet this lady, and the way I live my life, I don't go with the approach of me having money and stuff like that, trying to show them that I have money or something like that. I'm just being me. If I see that this woman, she's not make sure, the life that she's living, then I'll just do whatever. If I get a chance to get intimate, then I'll just do my things, then get done with it, then we done, then, you know, because sometimes I'm just saying, you know, I'm not saying women, I'm using women or what, but then sometimes, you know, it happens that it gets to that situation, then it's kind of be tricky, and give her the lifestyle that she needs, you know. So I believe you need to be yourself when it's coming to women, because women are dangerous. Women still believe that men, at the end of the day, need to provide, but then they're too opinionated. So be careful about such women. If you need a serious relationship, just be honest with her that if you're not gonna listen to me, I must lead. If she doesn't want to listen, then you're out. Just be honest with her, because of this thing of lying to each other and stuff like that is not gonna work for a long time. I'm telling you, just be you. Avoid such women who demands a lot, who can't do anything. Avoid women who can't do anything and they're at home not doing anything. So yeah, be careful of such women. So to have a successful relationship, So this is SA dance. I'm used to SA dance music show. Go check it out too. This is the conversation with Eddie Purcell. I did this morning. I just decided, you know what, I've been watching these videos on TikTok. Let me do a podcast about, you know, share what is in my mind, you know, about women who are too opinionated. So that's why nowadays relationship don't last and stuff like that. So please share with your friends, you know, tell me what you think about this podcast, so, you know, so that I can also bring more. So this is episode 2. Check out episode 1. It's out on the digital platforms. Thank you. I'm out.